This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it is probably the most jam-packed show I believe we have ever done in the 7 years of the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's packed full of all kinds of juicy goodness. And so here's what is on tap for tonight, and I'm warning you right now, there are things I'm not going to be able to get to tonight. There's just too much out there. First, and this will be a little heavy, but I believe it is necessary, we're going to have a talk about crime and criminals in this country that might be hard to hear, and it's not what you've been hearing about all day. Yes, we're going to bring up that thing in Charlotte, but it's going to be different. Okay, so we'll talk about that in a moment. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday is 1 hour from now. We will honor a hero, learn about his deeds. Clay Martin, you know, the Marine, Green Beret, he's going to talk to us about urban warfare in the final hour. He knows a little bit about that stuff. And tonight is the night it begins. Halfway through the second hour on the show, our tournament begins, a 16-team tournament to determine what is the crappiest country on the planet. Tonight, I'm going to tell you right now, because most have already voted, tonight, and remember, you can vote on the show's Twitter page, Jesse Kelly Show, the boys, Chris and Corey, are going to put it up every day. It was Haiti versus Yemen tonight. What a matchup. What a matchup. Both are worthy champions, in my opinion, but that's not how competition works. Sometimes Muhammad Ali fights Joe Frazier, and one of them has to lose. That's the way it goes. Tonight is our Ali Frazier, and we will see who comes out on top. Before we get to that tomfoolery and Medal of Honor Monday and learning about urban warfare, we have to have a discussion that is about you and me. You, your family members, your friends, your neighbors, people close to you, me, my sons, my wife, my sister, my mom, my friends. We have to have a talk about our personal safety as it relates to where we are as a country right now. So let me go ahead and give away the game a little, and then I will explain in detail what I mean and why I am saying it. We are not going to start taking animals off the streets and locking them up. These violent murderers and rapists and thieves that we're all crying out for now, get them off the streets, get them locked up, that is not something that is going to happen anytime soon. And therefore, you and I, we're going to have to start making preparations for that. Now, allow me to explain why. Obviously, this is coming. A lot of this is off of that horrible, horrible video, which I wish I hadn't seen, in Charlotte. For those who don't know, Trump talked a little bit about it today. This young, beautiful woman, blonde, 23 years old, working at a pizza restaurant, a refugee from Ukraine, gets on the train in Charlotte, and or was it a bus? Is it a train or a bus? I forget. Gets on a train in Charlotte. Let's call it train. Doesn't matter. And some savage, some subhuman beast who had been arrested 14 times gets on, sits right behind her. She's sitting there on her phone. I watch the video. He looks at her, reaches in his pocket, pulls out a foldable knife, opens it up, stands above her. She has no idea what's coming. And that's where the video cuts off, by the grace of God. We didn't actually have to see the stabbing, but she is dead. And she is, well, the heartbreak. Trump talked about it today.
And there was also a horrible killing recently in Charlotte, where I talked about, and so many others. And we're going to get to the end of it. And, you know, when you have horrible killings, you have to take horrible actions.
He did the best he could to honor her today.
There are evil people. We're all people of religion, but there are evil people, and we have to confront that. I just give my love and hope to the family of the young woman who was stabbed this morning or last night in Charlotte by a madman, a lunatic, just got up and started. It's right on the tape. Not really watchable because it's so horrible, but just viciously stabbed. She's just sitting there. So they're evil people. We have to be able to handle that. If we don't handle that, we don't have a country.
Now, let's discuss the who, what, when, where, and why. Not of this specific thing, but why you are going to have to take some form of action to protect yourself. And so is your daughter, your husband, your son, your brother, your sister, your mom. You. Personal. This is about to be personal. Violent crime, as we have talked about endlessly, over and over and over again on this show, violent crime is what communists want. Please, I'm begging you to understand something simple, and if you don't understand what I'm about to say right now, honestly, you should probably turn the show off tonight, because this is why. If you don't understand the basic concept of what I'm about to say, then everything else will be confusing to you. You are too lost, you are too naive, and you should go listen to something else. You just are behind. If you think Democrats, politicians, judges, DAs, if you think they let animals out of prison because they're soft on crime or naive, then you're lost. Turn off the radio. They're not naive. They're not soft on crime. Communists want more violent crime. As unbelievable as it may be to you, because you're saddened and you're sickened and you're angry, as unbelievable as it may be to you, Democrats watched that video and it brought them joy. It brought them joy because they are fighting a revolution. And because violent crime destabilizes a society and makes revolution more possible than it was before. Every single communist regime has done the exact same thing in the revolutionary phase. As we have discussed many times, the Bolsheviks didn't just open up the prisons and let all the murderers and rapists out. That was step one. Step two was, they then installed judges. They created a judicial system that offered protection to the street animals
so they could continue to rape and murder and steal from people, thus creating more instability and helping them consolidate power. Democrats are not soft on crime. Democrats are not soft on crime. Democrats are not soft on crime. Stop using that word, that term. They are pro-rape. They are pro-murder. When some monster they let out of prison goes on to do something else monstrous, none of them are sitting around saying, "Whoa, I can't believe it. What a shock. I thought he'd turned his life around." It turns out he was going to get arrested a 15th time. They turn him loose because they know the animal's going to go do animal things. They know the rabid dog is going to bite again. That's why they turn him loose onto your street, onto your bus, your sidewalk, standing out in front of your home. Democrats put these people into your area as fast as they possibly can because they want people murdered and robbed and raped. It is hard for normal people with good hearts and a value system of any kind to understand the level of evil and depravity of the communist. This is something every society has struggled with. Every society that has come up against the communist revolution, the thing that holds them back the most is trying to understand what they don't mean to do that, right? It's wild when you read about it. Everywhere it took place, hold on, they're not doing that on purpose, right? What they would never do this, right? Yes, they will. And yes, they do. Once again, I'm pleading before we continue, I'm begging, stop saying soft on crime. That's not what you're dealing with here. You're not dealing with naivete. You're dealing with evil. Accept it. Now let's continue. Before we continue that, let's stop with pain. Let's stop. Let's get that pain out of your back. Let's get that pain out of your knee, your shoulder, your quad. I'm talking about the chronic pain that doesn't let you work construction the way you used to, that doesn't let you play golf or go for a run or a hike. Get it out of your life with Relief Factor. That's what Relief Factor does. It does not mask it. It's not a masking agent. It is going after the root. Your body is fighting that inflammation. Your body needs a boost, as we all do from time to time. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free supplement that gives your body the support it needs to make the pain disappear. Not for an hour, not for half a day, for the rest of your life. 3 weeks. Try it for 3 weeks. It's $19.95. 1-800, the number 4, Relief. Or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What a night we have tonight. I mean, believe me, it's not all going to be dark and down and depressing. I swear we're going to get through this, and then we're going to talk about awesome stuff, Medal of Honor and crappiest country in the world and all kinds of stuff. It's coming, but we have to have this talk because I care about you and your personal safety, and I care about me and, more importantly, my family and their safety. The violent crime is not about to go away. So let's discuss the why. We already talked about how they want violent crime. We got all that. Stop saying soft on crime. We got all that. Now, Washington, D.C. It's been all over the news the past few weeks because what? Donald Trump sent in the National Guard. And we don't have to repeat all the numbers. The numbers you've heard over and over again. Washington, D.C. was one of the most dangerous cities on planet Earth. And all of a sudden, violent crime has disappeared. None. It's gone. Murders, robberies, gone. It's disappeared. Now, let me ask you something. How many people do you think they arrested in order to get violent crime to disappear in Washington, D.C.? How many? 1,700.
That's it. It may be off a little bit now, but 1,700 animals off the streets and violent crime is gone like that. Now, here's what we take from that. Here's what we take from that. When we hear things like that, we say to ourselves, well, great. It's only a small percentage of the population. Find the animals, throw them in cages where they belong, and society will be cleaned up. And you're correct. If you think that, that's what I think too. You're correct. I'm correct. We're correct in that way of thinking. However, why do the animals get set free? Why are they free? They are free because the communists have, in many areas, completely conquered the judicial system, and those are the people they want freed. Yeah, Jewish producer Chris just crunched the numbers. 0.3% of the D.C. population was arrested and violent crime disappeared. 0.3%. Gone. So when we see that, it seems so simple. But you see, it's not that simple. The communists conquered our university system, and they most definitely conquered the legal portion of our university system. Your law professors, they're all communists. The result of that is there is an army of communists every year graduating law school, an army, not one here or two there, an army of them, an army of judges, just like Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes. Who is Teresa Stokes? She is the one with she/her. She has her pronouns in her bio. Surprise, surprise. She graduated Western Michigan University Cooley Law School, and she did not graduate Western Michigan University Cooley Law School so she could go on and make fame and fortune as a lawyer somewhere. She graduated it as a communist so she could worm her way through the judicial system and eventually find herself in position like magistrate judge. And because she got that position, actually the reason she wanted that position is not to administer the law and it's not to lean a little bit left. She is there. She believes she is there specifically to allow murderers to go murder more, rapists to go rape more. She is a judge sitting in a position of power and she is there to get criminals out of jail. She's the one who released DeCarlo Brown Jr. so he could go savage some poor little girl on the train somewhere, and she did it on purpose, and she doesn't feel bad about it at all, and she'll do it again tomorrow and the next day after that. And you know what? Teresa Stokes is one. There are legions of them across the United States of America, complete savages with robes on, sitting behind the bench, and they believe their job is to get those animals back out on the streets so they can rape your daughter. That's what they want. It's not an unfortunate byproduct of soft on crime beliefs. They want it. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're in the media too, running protection for the animals. Don't forget, if you get mad about some beast killing a young woman, you're probably a racist.
Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed, and then today...
Why are you gay?
I can't listen to his voice anymore. Now... here's the hard part. You got all that. You probably already understood all that. The hard part is we can't change this anytime soon. In order to save the United States of America from violent crime, we have to do really two things. We have to change the law schools in the United States of America, and we have to remove the animals with robes on from the bench. These are things we can do, but it's going to take years and years. Let's be honest. It's going to take decades and decades of election wins and activism and election wins and activism. It's going to take a long time. Now, let's discuss what that means specifically for you and me. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So let's finish up this talk, because I don't want to do it anymore. It's been dark. We have a crime problem in blue areas. It's not going to get better because there are legions of judges already there. Legions of judges still coming out of law school every new year. Every year, there's a bunch of new ones. By the way, 1 hour from right now, we roll out the crappiest country in the world tournament. It begins 1 hour from right now. Anyway, so I said this is about you and it's about me. This means we have to start doing things differently than we have been doing. This applies to me too. First, something you've heard me rant about a lot. If you can get out of a blue area, a blue city, do it. There is no saving it. North Carolina can, and I believe will be saved. I believe it is trending the right way, and North Carolina is going to be fine, which is wonderful because I love the Carolinas, North and South. Charlotte's not. And it's my favorite airport in the country. You know, I like Charlotte. I applied for a job. I tried to move to Charlotte at one point in time. Charlotte's not coming back. The mayor, the judges, they're all in place right now. Charlotte's not coming back. Get out if you can. If you can't, okay, let's address that. If you can't, if you cannot, you need to find a way where you can legally defend yourself. This is the problem with these cities. The same judges who let the animals out of prison are dying for a reason to send you to prison. It's an ugly system. You are in hostile territory. You are behind enemy lines. Dig through the laws of your area, wherever you are, Sacramento or Charlotte, New York, or wherever you are. Dig through the laws. Consult an attorney if you can.
and find out what is legal for you to carry. Remember, Byrna's legal everywhere. Just a little plug right there. Byrna's legal everywhere. Carry something on you. I know this is a pain. I know for dudes. Look, I have days. It's Houston, Texas. It's the temperature of the sun here. I have days where I just want to wear some light shorts and a little t-shirt. And I don't want to put on... I don't do it because I want my weapons on me at all times. So I know, and look, for women, especially young women, if you're a young woman listening or you have one, I know that you want to wear whatever you want to wear to make yourself look cute. And I got it. I understand that. I'm not naive. I get it. Get a purse. They have great, OBB has them. They have great looking purses. You don't have to have a big ugly one. Great looking purses out there that have little special compartments so you can have something, whatever that something is. Maybe it's a padlock and a sock. I don't know what it is. Find what is legal. These animals are not going away. They are among us and will remain among us. So that means we have to plan. Also, sending your daughter to college. I'm not going to go off on a big college rant. That's for later in the show, probably. But sending your daughter to college. And son, honestly. Young men are dying, too. We just had that intern killed by those animals in D.C. The dude's a dude. Sending your daughter to college in a big city. Talk to her first. If there's another option, take it. These places are dangerous anyway. For young women, man alive, they are prey for monsters like this. You think that guy would have got up and pulled out his knife and stuck it in my throat? Not in a million years. Not that he couldn't, or not that I'm superhuman or something like that. Not in a million. He would have seen my size and would have said, nah, I'll find the next one. But some dainty little 100-pound thing, he's an animal. She's the prey. So's your daughter. Be careful where she goes off to college. Be careful. Another thing, and I don't mean to keep harping on this, but I'm going to until we are all operating more safely than we do. Your cell phone. I have one too. And just like you, I'm on mine too much. No, I'm not on it hours a day, but still, I'm on it too much, more than I should. It's just too easy. Scroll social media, look at something funny, get some work done, emails. It's too easy. The world at your fingertips. When you're in public, especially when you're walking around, get off your freaking phone and open your eyes. If you ever find yourself walking in a public setting while you're on your phone, you are dead wrong. Never do that, ever. You have to send a quick text. You have to do something. You have to tweet something. Stand with your back against the wall, send it off, and put your phone right back in your pocket. That young lady, I mean, she doesn't know. I'm not victim blaming, doesn't know. How in the world could you be on your phone and not aware that 200-plus-pound monster came and parked right behind you? She should have known and gotten up right away and moved immediately. That's an immediate threat. He had threat written all over him. She had no idea. You know why? Because her phone was right in her face. Get off your phone. I'm not saying never get on your phone. If you're a kid listening right now, don't sneer at the radio and think I'm being a crotchety old man. Have your Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Do it. Be on your phone when you're home, when you're seated at a restaurant, when your back's to the wall. Stay off your phone. These phones get people killed because the animals, you know, did you know that these animals, they look for people who are on their phones? Did you know that? I've had several cop friends tell me that. They, especially at night, you know what they look for? The glow in your car. People can see from a long ways away when you're on your phone in your car. They look for it, and then they come right for you. They're looking for it. You're not safe in your car either. get home and then spend all night on Instagram. Pull an all-nighter. I don't care. Get off your phone in public. And in red areas where you are allowed to defend yourself properly, start to familiarize yourself with firearms if you haven't already. You're going to end up having fun. I promise you will end up having fun. Go down, take a gun safety class. That's how it begins. Safety's first anyway. Take a gun safety class. You'll be there with a bunch of other beginners. Don't think you're going to be some fish out of water, the only idiot who doesn't know what he's doing. Don't worry about that. Everyone else in that class is going to be in the exact same situation. Brand new, want to learn. There'll be kids in there, adults in there. Go take a gun safety class and then begin the process of finding a gun that is right for you. Unless I go through a metal detector, I have my gun on me at all times. I am never without it. I am sitting here right now doing the nationally syndicated Jesse Kelly Show behind a very secure locked door, and Chris and Corey are armed like a small country 5 feet away from me, and I still have my gun sitting right here, arms reach away. I couldn't be more protected than I am now. It's sitting right there. I'm shooting back if one of the monsters comes to me. Begin the process, please. I can't stress enough that this crime situation is not about to be solved. It's not about to go away. Oh, Trump can send in the National Guard. Even if he did, the second they're gone, they come right back. The judges still remain. The DAs still remain. It is a long road ahead to clean these streets up. So plan to live around criminals, okay? All right. I'm done with it. We'll screw off now. I'll tell you something dumb in a moment. Something horrible that happened to me yesterday. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Before we do that, stop paying AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. Stop paying those companies. You know what really pushed this country over the edge with the violent crime? Were the George Floyd protests, all that Black Lives Matter stuff. And those protests had corporate sponsorship. Do yourself a favor. This might hurt. Pick up that phone and look up the name of your wireless company and Black Lives Matter. That's all you have to put in Google or whatever you use. The name of your wireless company and Black Lives Matter. Tell me what you see. There's a very good chance you paid to bring about this violent crime problem. Look, I did too. I've had Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. I'm not paying them anymore. I have Pure Talk now, the company that actually loves my country. Go. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. You'll save money. Go with the company that didn't promote all this filth. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Don't worry, we're 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. We have our crappiest country in the world tournament coming up next hour. Clay Martin in the final hour teaching us about urban warfare. It's a huge show. One final word again. I brought it up, the crime. I swear this is my final word on the crime thing. I brought up Byrna. It's non-lethal. Their compact launcher is the size of a cell phone. Carry something on you at all times. Ladies, even your little hot chick purse, this little compact launcher fits right in there. You don't have to sacrifice fashion. They have holsters for your belt. If you're a dude, you want to cover it. Get a Byrna launcher. It's legal in all 50 states without a permit. SWAT teams are in love with these things. Shoots these pepper balls or tear gas balls. Can stop an animal before he kills your daughter. BYRNA. Carry it. Legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. You go to Byrna.com and order it, and they deliver it to your front door. Carry one everywhere. Keep it in your car. Keep it in your purse. Keep it by your bedside. Keep one on you. Because I live in a place where I can have a gun legally, I carry lethal and non-lethal. Many people don't have that option. Maybe you're sitting here listening to me right now in Manhattan, and you're saying, I can't carry a gun. You can carry a Byrna. Burna.com. Fight back with something. All right? All right. So I might as well pour my pain onto you. You know, I've talked to you before about how I wanted to go shoot wild hogs in Texas. And let me explain for people who aren't here. They are an invasive species that was introduced into Texas. And for people not familiar, wild hogs produce several litters a year. Several. It's 3 to 5 or something like that. It's crazy how many babies they make. And they tear up everything. Absolutely everything. Crops, you name it. They're a plague on the state of Texas. They are such a plague. There's no limit. There's no nothing. They beg you, go kill them. Farmers and ranchers, they will call and say, please, someone kill all these things. They're destroying people's livelihoods, these horrible feral hogs. And they're mean. And they're big. They can get huge. They'll tear you apart big time. Mean, big, and they eat everything. They tear up the ground. They tear up the fences. They tear up the crops. They tear it all up. They eat everything. I, even though I don't like helicopters, I'll get to that in a moment. For the longest time, I've seen this thing that happens here in Texas where you can go up in a helicopter. They have these companies that do this. And you have a weapon. I'll just call it an AR-15. That's what everyone will understand. You have a weapon, and you are hanging out the side of the helicopter like you're in freaking Delta Force, and the helicopter flies you over these hogs, and you just murk all these hogs from the helicopter. And as much as I dislike helos, as you know, I've always wanted to do it. Always wanted to do it. My youngest son, Luke, just turned 15. What's his birthday, Chris? September 1st. What? I can't remember everyone's birthday. September 1st, he turns 15. As kind of like a coming into manhood birthday gift, I guess you would say, because it's a little over the top, I got a helicopter hog hunt for me, Luke, and my oldest son, James. And it was Sunday. We woke up Sunday morning. It might as well have been Christmas morning. We were so unreasonably excited to do this. They can handle weapons and stuff like that, so they were fine. But the place was 3.5 hours away. Had to get up, drive 3.5 hours. We were going to get 2 hours in the helicopter and then 3.5 hours back home. But I didn't care. So that's 7 hours of driving in one day. But you know what? Worth it to go up in a helicopter and shoot hogs. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'm never going to do that again. And it cost a fortune to do it. So I'm never going to do it again. But you know what? One of those things where, as a father, I'm thinking, I'm going to give these boys a memory that they'll last a lifetime. A lifetime. We get up first thing in the morning, cup of coffee, cruise out, get up there. No hogs. We saw 2 hogs in 2 hours. Now, to their credit, the boys who were on the same side of the helo murked one of them. They got a hog. But, and this was in the very beginning of the hog hunt. After that, 2 hours, just flying around. The biggest waste of money in my entire life. I'm actually getting myself mad. I'm so mad. I'm like sick to my stomach about the waste of money it was. What, Chris? What? Chris. Of course, that's such a Chris thing to ask, but it's a valid point. Chris said, is there a discount or something? That's how hunting is, man. It's like fishing. They don't call it shooting. They call it hunting. You can't guarantee that stuff. If the hogs are hidden or the hogs have migrated or the hog, you can't. Look. Unless you're at a feminist rally, it's hard to find hogs sometimes. A lot of money, a lot of driving, Sunday completely gone for 2 hours of essentially cruising around in a helo. What, Chris? What? See, that's what Ob said. Chris said they'll still remember the experience the rest of their lives. And I, you know what? I know you're probably right, but I guess this is my own fault for not managing my expectations. I just had this, I had this picture in my head. You know, what it is I'm a sucker, and I bought the headlines. I bought the advertising. I thought we were going to be, I mean, honestly, I thought we were going to be in the herd of them, like herds of the things out in the open field where you just go fly over them and you're just popping, you're just mowing them down. I thought they were going to be endless, and they were non-existent at all. Non-existent at all. And the lady, they had a lady in the back whose job it was to hand us magazines whenever we shot them. And she gets on with the bag of, geez, I swear there had to be 30, 40 magazines in there. So that, I'm looking at that, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, but we're about to rock and roll out here. Nope. The biggest waste of money dud in the history of mankind. And that was my yesterday. So if I started off the show salty today, it's because I'm dead broke and we got nothing. Now, in case you're wondering if I got any, maybe. I said we saw two. One was on the boys' side of the helo. The other one, pilot goes, shoot, shoot, shoot. And I looked down. I had 5 seconds. And I cooked off as many rounds at him as I could. He was moving pretty quick. And the pilot goes, you got that one. I didn't see that. I think, look, he is a more experienced eye. He went into the underbrush. I certainly didn't see him go down. Pilot says I did. But you know what, Chris? I did. I just decided. What, Chris? I'm leaning on expertise. It's called humility. In a way, I saved Texas. Now, speaking of heroes, let's do Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.